Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miriam. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have the Eagle Moss collection for the Star Trek Enterprise build-out, and I need to talk to somebody about one of the parts that they sent with this thing. I'm not sure if it's a correct part or not. Hello?
Okay, what's your first and last name?
First name is Augustine, last name Perez.
Allow me one moment to pull up your account.
Sure.
And which collection you said you had?
This is the Star Trek Enterprise collection.
Oh, okay, one
It's the
second for
build-up.
me. Oh, okay, one second for me. All right, verify your address.
It's 158 Status Drive, Hedgesville, West Virginia, 25427.
Thank you for that information. I do see you signed up for your first shipment back in December. And how may I help you with this account?
I need to talk to somebody who's technically savvy about the parts for this thing that you sent me, because I think, number one, they misnamed or mislabeled a couple of the parts, and I think they sent me an incorrect part.
You said they're mislabeled and you got an incorrect part? What do you mean they're
Yeah.
mislabeled?
Well, I'm looking at the drawing in the instruction, and they show the right side and the left side. Okay, it's two parts that supposedly somewhat identical. So one's marked R, one's marked L, but they don't fit where it shows in the drawing where they're supposed to fit. They got them labeled wrong. And then there's a cover piece for these two parts where one is clear and the other is black. And I'm wondering if they're not both supposed to be clear, because it's supposed to show lights through these pieces.
Let's see, just one second for me.
I don't mean to create a headache for you by any means, believe me, but I'm sitting here getting a headache trying to figure out what they did wrong with these things.
So basically the instructions aren't the parts aren't mixing, the instructions is what you're stating?
Right. There's something wrong with the instructions that they gave here for these parts. And I'm having trouble figuring. I think I figured out how the parts are supposed to go in, but in the booklet, they're labeled wrong. It says the left is the right one and the right is the left one, and it's backwards. Okay? And then the two of the parts are, I think, are supposed to be clear, but one came clear and the other one came black.
I can check into that for you. Allow me one moment.
Okay.
on the line. Allow me one moment.
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding so patiently. So I wasn't able to pull up the first issues, but more than likely the parts are not correct if it's not matching the instructions. What I can offer you is to issue you a reship and put a little notation with it to be sure you get everything correct if you would like. But it sounds like you didn't get the correct parts.
Right. Okay, let me kind of explain it to you, and this will make a little bit of sense. This particular model is supposed to light up, okay?
Right.
And it comes with the wiring. Now, in following the instructions, it tells you where to put the wires and stuff like that, and there's a light at the end of the wires, okay? And the light is supposed to shine like it's shining through a window. You with me?
Uh-huh.
Well, on one side, it's clear plastic. You could be able to shine a light through it and see it. On the other side, the plastic is black, so there's no light that's going to shine through it. Yet I'm wiring it for a light. So what I'm figuring is somewhere along the line, they put a wrong part in here.
Correct. Both should be clear.
Yeah, well, one of them's clear, the other one's black.
So it'll be, is that part, those parts comes with issue one or issue two?
This was from issue one.
Okay. So what I can do is get those parts reshipped to you. What's the part number for them?
Okay, hang on.
It's issue one, but what's the part number?
I understand. Let me turn to that page in the book here for you.
Okay.
All right. Okay, and I'm not sure which is which here, but the parts are 01G, as in George, and 01H, as in Henry. And both of those pieces should be clear, yet one of them is not.
Okay. So with issue two, is any of those parts incorrect?
I don't know. I haven't gotten to issue two yet. I haven't started on that one.
No problem.
I'm one of those that actually follows directions.
So I can most definitely go ahead and get a reshipped out for, you said part 01G and 01H?
That's correct.
Okay. 01G... and 01H.
Yep. And
all right, just one second. Oh, is there any other parts?
No, there aren't any other parts, but it's just in explaining something else to you. In the picture, in the instructions, in putting this thing together, okay, I look at the with a lot of these instructions, they're not real clear sometimes to me, okay? I do real good when I can see a picture to see how these things are supposed to fit. Now, I'm looking at this thing in the picture, and it says that the part that goes on here on the left side is marked R, okay, for right. But when I try to put R in there, it's not fitting correctly. All right? But if I take the part that's marked L for left and put it on there, it fits.
Yeah, it seems like it's a defective part. So which part number was that one?
That one...
Right should go in just like L.
Right.
So right might be a little defective.
Okay, well, I got... It's 01R as in Robert and 01S as in Sam.
Okay. And 01S.
Because these parts are supposed to hold the wires in place.
Correct.
And
it looks like they're a little defective. That's what it's sounding like.
I just think that they're mislabeled. They'll fit, but they're mislabeled. The parts that are marked for the right side fit the left side. The parts that are marked for the left side fit the right side.
Mislabeled.
It's backwards, and it's just driving me a little crazy here. As I'm looking at this thing, I haven't screwed it together or anything, but I'm trying to fit the parts so that part of these new parts that I'm talking about now are supposed to hold these little lights in place. And if I put them left to left and right to right, they're not going to hold the lights in place the way they're supposed to. Is that confusing enough for you? Because it's a heck of a lot confusing for me here. Because I'm, again, it's the way these things are designed. They're supposed to hold the wires in place, but it's not going to hold the wire in place because on the left side, okay, it's backwards. On the right side, it's backwards. But if I switch them, if I put the right side parts on the left side, they fit perfect. But if I switch them back, and then if I take the left and put it over to the right side, that fits perfect. So I don't know what else to tell you unless you want to go ahead and send me those parts too, and maybe they're just mislabeled.
Yes, sir. I'll most definitely go ahead and get those parts. We sent that to you, and I'll just put a little message in there that you received mislabeled parts to give them a little insight to check those labels on the parts.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy that this comes out this way. And fortunately, I'm not in a mad rush to put this thing together, but I just figured I had extra time this afternoon, and I started playing with it. And lo and behold, they don't want to fit right. So if you could send me the parts, that would be great. It's four parts you're going to send me, correct?
That's correct. You said 01G, 01H, 01R, and 01S.
That's correct.
All right, just one second for me. I'm sorry?
I think that's good to go then, or at least I hope we're good to go with that.
All right, one second. All right, thank you for having some patience. So I did go ahead and process that reship for you. And is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yeah, you can. I have one of the other build-out sets that I've been working on from you folks. It's the Jeep Willis build-out.
Which build-out?
For the Jeep, the Willis Jeep.
Okay. Okay, how may I help you with that account?
Well, I haven't gotten my latest issues, and it's been over, been almost 2 months. It should have been here at the end of last month, and I haven't gotten it yet.
All right, allow me 1 moment to reveal the account.
Sure.
All right, thank you for holding us up, Ashley. So I'm showing the 143 diecast scale is currently out of stock. So that's what has to hold on your next shipment. We don't have an ETA for it at this time, but as soon as it comes back in stock, that next shipment will go out.
Okay, so that's the only thing that's holding it up is the model?
Yes, sir. It, so,
is there any way you can ship me the issues and send me the model whenever it comes in?
Well, unfortunately not. It'll automatically, if it stays out of stock way too long, it'll automatically label as an IOU, which basically a label that's out of stock too long, basically. And then the shipment will go out, and it'll come with a statement just basically explaining that the item is out of stock, is considered as an IOU or whatnot. But by this being a build-up collection, it won't let us send out anything without that particular item included in the shipment.
Okay.
So it'll automatically skip it.
Yeah, and you don't have any idea when it's going to be ready for shipment or when it's going to be back in stock?
No, sir. It's not on the ETA list, but you can more than welcome check back if you haven't received it within 2 weeks. We get new ETAs every 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate with this the help on this thing. And again, I just want to restate something for the issue on the parts that you're going to replace. The two items, 01G and 01H, are both supposed to be clear.
Correct.
Okay. I
for
just want
to
make
the
sure
light.
That, because one of them is, like I said, one of them that came here is black, and the other one is clear. So it's like, wait a minute, you can't shine a light through a black piece of plastic. But we're good to go otherwise. I want to thank you for your patience with me and with your help.
You're more than welcome, and I thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.